How do you think the defense looks as we stand here in mid-June?
Oh, man, looks great to me. Got all the guys back. All the guys know what we're doing. It's like second nature now. It's just building on top of it, add more to the defense so we can just confuse the offense when we play against them. So it's great.
Your secondary, the pass defense, got a lot of recognition last year.
Mm-hmm.
How much better can it be? I guess now that you guys are all together in that second.
Oh, man, it could be tremendously better. I mean, we're trying to be ranked up with Earl Thomas and them and the Broncos defense. We're trying to be all the way up there with their secondary. So the guys we have back there and the chemistry that we have and the respect we have for one another is unbelievable.
I think you were ranked 28 in the NFL Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
What was just your reaction to that?
It's a blessing. It definitely was a blessing. It was an opportunity to be on there. It's a great opportunity to be on there. And looking to go a little lower next time, you know?
Lynn, when we talked to Dave Merritt last week, you mm-hmm. said that he talked to you about your potential was beyond all pro. You could be one of the all-time greats.
Mm-hmm.
What was that conversation like for you, and how much did that mean to you to hear that?
Oh, it means a lot to me. Me and Coach Merritt have talks all the time. He asked me, what's my ultimate goal? My ultimate goal is to wear that yellow jacket at the end of the day. A gold jacket, I would say. At the end of the day, at the end of my career, that's my goal. So, I mean, the work that I have to put in, the chemistry that I have to have with my coaches and my guys and the knowledge and the work I have to put on the field, it has to be 10 and above. If not, I mean, I'm not going to be there.
You also said you had a lot to improve on from last year as well. When you look back at how well you played last year, do you nitpick and see what you need to improve?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at a lot of stuff that I could work on and talk to Coach Spags about different things. He asked me what I was going to work on this offseason. I said, the major thing I really want to work on is reading my keys and being able to recognize plays way faster than I did last year and just muscle endurance. So things like that and be able to run around the field all day and make plays, that's the biggest thing and my biggest key.
Last year do a lot for your confidence, though?
Hmm?
Did last year do a lot for your confidence?
Actually, my rookie year did a lot for my confidence, and it just built on top of that each and every year. So I don't know what to expect this year, but, I mean, you're going to see.
You said you were played at, like, a 7 out of 10 last year,
mm-hmm.
and you could be, like, an 8 or 9. What, mm-hmm. out of 10, what were you last year?
Oh, man. My expectations, I mean, I want to be a 10. I'm working on being a 10, but I feel like I could be a little better. I said I was 7-2. I mean, there's a lot of things I could work on. As I nitpick and watch my film on myself, there's a few things I know I could be better at, and definitely going to work on it this year in this offseason.
I mean, statistically, you put up some huge numbers, mm-hmm. tackles, interceptions, mm-hmm. all that stuff mm-hmm. across the board. How driven are you to have that not be your best season? Some people, that will be their best season.
Oh, man, I'm very driven. I mean, I watch guys like Eric Berry. I watch guys like Earl Thomas. I watch guys like Cam Chancellor. Those guys have terrific seasons each and every year. They build on top of the great seasons that they have. They work at this. It's phenomenal. Like, I'm going to Earl Thomas camp this upcoming week, and we're going to definitely chop it up and stuff like that. So just the mindset that he has is different beyond anybody I talk to. So the mindset that I want to have just like him, it's got to be that.
How have you two become close?
Who?
You and Earl Thomas.
Well, we have the same agent, so we kind of got introduced from that point on, and then I went to his camp last year, and it's the quote that I said when on ESPN. He said, I said that I wanted whoever Earl Thomas, I want to be his spot. And I got that. I only got that from Earl Thomas when I went to his camp last year. He was just like, it was me, Ha-Ha, and a couple other safeties that was there. He was like, which one of y'all? He said, I'm getting old, but still, I'm going to still bring my all. And he was like, which one of y'all going to come take my spot? And I told him I was going to come get it. So that was my ultimate goal, and just to strive for more now.
How much does it help to have a relationship with a guy like that who you want to, take his spot?
Say it again?
How much does it help to have a personal relationship with him?
Oh, right. It helps a lot because, I mean, he's going to bring his all each and every week. So I have to bring my all because, I mean, if I'm a step behind, he got an advantage on me. So can't let that happen.
Is that a camp for kids, or
you get
together other NFL players?
Yeah, it's a camp for kids, and just ask to
come out.
Mm-hmm. But the defense was able to bring back pretty much all of its starters from last season, but you guys still have plenty of new names back there via rookies and free agency. Do you think you guys are gelling as a unit thus far 2 days in the minicamp?
Yeah, definitely. Just throughout the whole OTAs, the minicamp, definitely gelling, just being cohesive. And being as one, being a whole unit, and just having a great understanding of each other and what we like to do.
What's it like to have someone who went through the same things you did in Tuscaloosa in Dalvin Tomlinson?
Oh, man, it's it's definitely good. I mean, he knows the work ethic. When I talk to him, I say, how it feels, and man, he said, it's easy. Tell you that much, it's easy. It's different. It's a different outcome from playing in college football, of course, even than playing in the NFL. Yeah.
Landon, since Darian Thompson got here, the thinking was you guys could be a cool tandem because of your different strengths and everything. Mm-hmm. How optimistic are you that he'll be on the field with you and can be what you kind of envisioned him
being? Oh, man, I know he's going to be on the field with me. He has the talent, the knowledge, and the work ethic that I have. You know, he just wanted to be on there. He's just trying to stay from being injury prone, and he's going to keep working. And I think we're going to get together this offseason together and just kind of work out together at the same time. So just going to get that work in and try to be that best tandem safety back there.
Landon, what are the specific things that you have to do to continue to get better to where you want to go?
Oh, man, I want to just build on my muscle endurance. I want to run all over the field and definitely keep my weight down. If I keep my weight down, I can fly. So in doing so, working out, eating right, dieting right, and just film study. Film study is the biggest key to this, give it all. If I could read plays, read, recognize formations and stuff like that, it'd be the biggest thing to just take my game to the next level.
What are you at weight-wise?
About
220, 2018. 220 or 218?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you want to be?
This season, I kind of want to get down to like 210, around that. I'm going to try. I don't know if it's possible for me right now, but that's a lot of matchup I'm probably have to lose, but I'm going to try to see if I can. If not, around 215.
When's the last time you were at that 210 mark?
Freshman year in college. About that. That's the amount of that.
And this is basically because you were thinking you'll add speed by doing it. You think you could fly with
I'll just be able to fly more around and just stuff like that. Speed wise, I'm not really worried about.
Landon, what'd you play at last
year? 215.
Alright, thanks,
Landon.
He's happy. He's fine with your wife, but you do like the banana pudding.
Yeah, his wife definitely made some the other day. And I had two of them. I kind of shared it with the team. I was about to take the pan. Can't bring sweets around it.
I thought he was joking about that.
Nah, not at all. Can't bring that around me, but yeah. I only had two. I was about looking for McAdoo first. He was kind of looking at me. I was like, all right. Yeah, definitely. Appreciate y'all.